The next breath I took rattled in my chest, but at least I had one. At least it had gotten that far. "What was that like?" she asked. And I might have been annoyed, except that she was genuinely asking. There was a gape to her small mouth, and the hand that usually held her pen above her notebook was lying on it. I started by shaking my head. "I couldn't explain it if I wanted to. And you don't want to know. Who wants to hear that time crashes to a halt, or that it stretches without passing, or that maybe it does neither or both? Who would tell their doctor that what felt like immediately upon being stoned, my brain wanted to blow through my cranium and escape, except that I had neither? No brain, no cranium, no beginning or end of myself. And something worse. Who would want to say that there is something worse than all that? That there is a quiet that no one but Iloco would have noticed. No one who hasn't been hearing a gentle and occasional tinkling since birth, like a simple wind chime just outside their window or a delicate bell. Because from the beginning of our lives, we hear a lovely, quiet reminder of our beauty and magic. Other people hear it most audibly when an Iloco first approaches them, but it comforts us as babies, and our parents say we cry less. All through childhood, we hear it in an odd silence and remember who we are. So we're never lonely and we're prone to suddenly smile. Then we put that sound in our bell charms so we can share it with the world, our unique melodies. No wonder they adore us. The point is, we're always hearing it, or quietly recalling it. It's never far. It's inside of us, and that must mean that when you're stoned, while you're there, you don't really exist. It's the only explanation for my melody disappearing with the rest of my body and the world. Weeks after being stolen from myself, I wasn't ready to tell Dr. Corey the extent of it. "And the suspension, do you feel like you've been silenced?" she asked, like she already knew. I assumed the alarm that flashed once inside my chest didn't show up on my face. She looked sympathetic, but definitely not, "You had the very essence of who you are stolen from you," sympathetic. I am the only Iloco to ever have been stoned. She couldn't know that I'd lost my melody there. No one could, which meant she was probably referring to love. Officially, or originally anyway, the app's called Iloco Verified, but we influencers, the Portland Iloco it was designed to attract and amplify, took the Elo and the Vay, and of course, our nickname stuck. Why wouldn't it? Someone created it specifically to give us a platform, or at least to make it easier for our audience to follow and engage with us. I had 50,000 subscribers the night of junior prom. The next morning, I was locked out. When I was finally ready to venture back out in public, but just digitally, I could see my picture and my custom banner and the floral wallpaper of my profile, my featured posts, my pictures, and my streams. Gone. In their place was some nonsense about sensitive and potentially upsetting content and something about love fully investigating complaints. Turns out, losing my melody was just the prelude to waking up and seeing what the world would feel like if I'd never had one.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.